Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. In our journey to the cross on this day following Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week as it's called, we're in Isaiah 53 and today we're looking at verse 7. But let's pray as we come to God's word. Our gracious Lord, we ask that you teach us what it means, that cross uplifted high, with one, the man of sorrows, condemned to bleed and die. We ask, Father, that you impress upon us that he dies for us, that he sacrifices himself, laying down his own life, so that we might live for eternity by our trust in him, by your grace, through faith in Christ alone. Amen. So let's read our verse together. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. So the prominent phrase is to do with his lack of response to all that is going on, all that is happening to him. And the verse gives us two more sheep analogies. And we've reflected already on how deeply embedded in the Jewish lifestyle this was. It was the language of the sacrificial system. And in the first one, the picture of the lamb led to the slaughter. Every Jew would know what that was about. We think of Christ as our Passover lamb. Later in the New Testament, we are told that's what he was. This is the lamb that was sacrificed on the night when Israel was to come out of Egypt. And to avoid the destruction of the firstborn by God's destroyer, they sacrificed a lamb not older than a year, and put its blood upon the lintels and the doorposts of the houses, and then sheltered inside it to avoid the judgment that God imposed upon the Egyptian families amongst whom they lived. And there are special details given of this lamb that was to be sacrificed. The first, that it wasn't to be more than a year old. Why? Because there was to be no blemish, there was to be nothing wrong with it, no flaw. It was to be a perfect, unsullied lamb. And one of the other significant things is that when it was cooked and they ate of it, it was to be boiled, it was to be roasted, not boiled. Now, why is that significant? Well, because to boil a whole lamb, you would have to break its bones in order for it to fit into the pot that you used. But these lambs were to not have their bones broken. And so in this one sacrifice, we see a forecast of what would happen to Jesus. And you might remember that when he was taken down from the cross, the soldiers were surprised to see that he was already dead, because the practice was to break the legs of the criminals who were still alive, so that they would die the more quickly before they were taken down from the cross. They would be unable to raise themselves in order to bleed. But when they came to Jesus, because he was already dead and the soldier pierced his side and his heart with the spear, they did not break his bones. And we see that in that, even that small factor, there is a prediction of the death of Christ, the Passover lamb. But more, every day, every morning, every evening in the temple, there was a lamb sacrificed. So this was a daily event, not just an annual event. Oh yes, the Jews knew all about sacrificial lambs. And we know that from the beginning of Jesus' ministry, when John the Baptist points him out to his own disciples who become his disciples, he calls him the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. You see, every time one of those lambs was sacrificed by the priestly system, and it gave up its life in the place of the sinful people whom it represented. There was the awareness that the blood of animals could never take away sin. And again, Hebrews talks about that in great depth. So every sacrificed lamb was a message to the Jews. And the message was, not yet. But now Jesus, the Lamb of God, is being led to the sacrifice, to the slaughter, to the altar, the cross on which he is to die. And God's message is now. So when you believe in Christ for your salvation, you won't need another sacrifice ever, because Christ, our sacrificial lamb, has been slain for us once and for all. And Jesus knew that, you see. And so he goes willingly to the cross, not opening his mouth. The other picture is of the sheep before its shearers. And I looked this up because it's quite fascinating. When sheep are sheared, they're flipped on their backs so that the shearer can take off the woolen pelt in one piece. And it's worth much more if it's in one rather than cut into pieces. And in order for that to happen, the sheep remarkably don't struggle. They don't resist. It's as if they know this is going to be for their benefit. They've got to lose their winter coat, the thick wool winter coat, in order to come through the spring and the summer. And it's actually to their health that they actually will have that happen. And they don't make a sound. They are silent. And we see that Jesus, in front of his accusers, even though what he's being accused of is abject lies, even though the trial he undergoes is illegal, it's happening at night, even though the witnesses who actually give testimony against him are lying, and it would have been so easy to prove his case, he remains silent. Why? Because he knows he must die. Not for his own sins, his own crimes, but for yours. And today you can know your sins are forgiven because he opened not his mouth and he laid down his life for you. No man took it from him. He laid his life down. Just the words of a more modern hymn to close with. This is an Easter hymn. Now lives the Lamb of God, our Passover, the Christ, who once with nails and wood for us was sacrificed. Now risen from the dead, Christ never dies again. In us, with Christ as head, sin nevermore shall reign. In Adam, all must die, forlorn and unforgiven. In Christ we come alive, the second man from heaven. Give praise to God alone, who life from death can bring, whose mighty power can turn our winter into spring. Come, keep the feast, the anthem sing, that Christ indeed is Lord and King. Is he yours? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done in the giving up of your Son. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you willingly laid down your life for us. And in you we live, those of us who trust you. And if we don't, we pray that this very day may be the first day of the rest of the life in which we do. In the name of Jesus, we bring you our prayers, Father. Amen.